It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the program Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Don was one of my first guests on the Focus on the Community, and it's great to have him back. Mayor, good to be with you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
City of Lawrenceville, over the last year or so, has made a lot of progress, hasn't it?
Well, I think we have, yes. We've done a lot of things that people probably don't notice. Some of them they do, some of them they don't. We've done a lot of infrastructure work that I hope people realize. The recent floods, it didn't look like it, but we have, and we're still working on it.
Just some of the things that are memorable with regard to the city of Lawrenceville. I know that earlier this week you delivered your State of the City address. What were some of the memorable things that you pointed out that Lawrenceville's made strides in?
Well, I think some of the things are the attributes of our community. Being a small town, people know each other. Most people know each other by name. Neighbors know neighbors, and it's a safe place to live. I think it's a picturesque place to live. Our weather, we have the four seasons. You know, that in itself makes it a great place to live, the reason I like to live here. We are continuing improving the streets, the infrastructure. We have a new $500,000 grant to work on our sewer system, which we truly need because this recent rains that came down so fast, we had a lot of flooding. We're going to address that and continue to address that. So every time we get work done on the sewers, it makes less flooding all over town.
You know, people never realize exactly how much they need properly working infrastructure such as sewers until sewers back up or something doesn't work. Then you know.
Yeah.
But if when they're working, things are fine. But when they don't work, then you've got to find the trouble spots. And sometimes with the antiquated system, Lawrenceville is an old city. Sometimes with the antiquated sewer system, it takes a while to find stuff, and stuff's just old and wears out.
Oh, that's for certain. It's all over the country. We have sewer systems. We have pipes that are 80, 85 years old, maybe even up to 100 years old, still in our system. And we're constantly working on them, not only the sewer system, but the water lines. And there's nothing, you don't notice it until you need it. And if it's flooded, the sewer backs up, you know it. If the water's shut off, you know it. Just like if the electricity gets shut off, you'll know it.
City streets, you mentioned infrastructure. Do you have a plan with regard to your streets?
Oh, yes. Every year we put there's two councilmen in each district, and we ask them to look at their streets and see what needs done in their area, and we try to do work in all four of the council areas.
Do you prioritize those? I'm sure you do. So
oh, yeah.
The much traveled thoroughfares probably get more attention than maybe some side streets and alleys.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's true. Some of the alleys and the side streets have to wait a few years till we can get to them. We do prioritize them. The councilmen do a lot of work on that to give us suggestions. And Mark Griggs, who is the head of the street department, he and the council, one of the two of the councilmen go out and look these over. Then I go out and look them over, and we try to figure out which ones we need to work on and what money we have to work on. We use motor fuel tax to do most of the work, and then we chip in a lot of other tax money on that if we have to. We have, of course, the heavily traveled ones, the ones we look at first, but we still have to look at the side streets and the alleys. The alleys are a big thing we have to look at because people don't realize until they travel the alleys what they're like. I've known two or three people that even work for the city. They go down the alley and said, I've never seen that perspective. People don't realize it.
Exactly. Side streets and alleys, very, very rarely used. What else is of importance that you've been discussing lately?
Well, of course, business. We've lost a grocery store. We've lost a car dealer. We've lost some other small businesses. That's always a problem in a town like ours. We live close to a 30,000 population 7 miles away. That's a big factor. It's hard to support a new car dealer. It's hard to support a big grocery store. We're working on that. We've talked to people. We're trying to talk to some different chains to see if they're interested in bringing in a store. We do have Walmart, which has a little bit of everything, but we still need a regular grocery store, and we still need someone in a car area of some kind. We have some used car dealers, but we still would like to have a new car dealer, but I don't think that's going to happen in the near future.
The western part of Lawrence County where Walmart's located, is that still a TIF district out there?
No, the TIF district ended last year. That TIF district is gone. We still have TIF number 2, which is on the north side of town across the highway, across Highway 50, which is mainly a housing area, but it also has a small business area in it. We're working, trying to bring something into there. We've had a few nibbles. We're still working with them. Nothing certain yet.
But that area I talked about in the Walmart area, business development can still happen there.
Well, there's not much area for it to happen. It'd have to be in an area that's already got something, because all that land has been purchased. Every bit of it.
There's new housing out there. I know that's something that's always you're looking forward to is affordable housing in the city.
Yes, and that's the Yost development, and of course it's had two phases. We're also looking in the at the old high school area. It's privately owned, but we're looking at that as a possible in the future could be another development for housing, and it's closer to downtown. Oh, we're working with some state agencies on that right now.
Yeah, the old high school. People always ask me, what's going to be done about that? Now, of course, we all know about the fire, and it's now just sitting there, just sort of rotting away. What's new on that? Housing possible?
Yes, we have talked to the state and federal authorities and to the owners that live in New Jersey. We have some people coming in from the federal agency to look over the situation that has happened, see what we have. There's some possible pollutants in the area, see about possible cleanup, possible sale, possible development. It's in there, it's working, but it's going to be a while. But we're working on that, and we do have something going on that.
What you've really been proactive in is blighted homes. I know that program is, you started it. In fact, I think that was our first interview. We talked to you about blighted homes. You were just getting started with that. Now you've done quite a bit of work in that area.
Yeah, but the problem is we have just about as many as we had when we started, because it's an ongoing problem. We probably have 17 on the list now, and the problem is getting them, period, to do something with. You have to find the owners. Many of them are owned by banks and investors quite a distance away. We talk to them, try to get them to improve it or do something with it. And it's an ongoing problem. We work with our city attorney. We work with the police chief. We have 17 of them we're working on right now.
Wow, 17 problems that you got to worry about. But you're making progress.
Oh, yeah. We got 5 last year. Got taken care of, and we hope for 4 or 5 every year. It's expensive progress also. It costs quite a bit of money to do this, but we have money available. We have been helped some by Chevron has helped us on some of that. So we have, that's an ongoing item. We work on probably every week. We have something on it.
City parks, both the main park, Lawrenceville City Park, and also the Wishnick Park area, and those areas, you've done quite a bit of work with regard to those.
Oh, yeah. The Wishnick area, we've done quite a bit of work down there. It's looking pretty nice. The main city park, we work with the park board. The shelter house is just amazing what it looks like now. We had the Christmas festival out there, and we're going to try to do more than that every year, make that a bigger project. The old pool, it's quite old. It was built in 1956. It's still going. It'll be open this year. I can't say enough about the employees that keep it up and keep it going. It's our employees are just amazing. We got 24 people. That includes the police force, are doing a whale of a job. I mean, Lawrenceville should be very proud of their police force, their street department, their water and sewer, everybody that works. They're loyal, and we don't have a lot of turnover.
Now, we mentioned the city park. Now, it's not actually governed by the city. The park board handles it, don't they?
It's a co-op between the park board and the city. Yes, it's a co-op. And we do the daily running of it. They are involved in big changes. When we make changes, they furnish part of the money, we furnish part of the money. It's a co-op, a government intergovernmental agreement. What controls it.
And you've made a lot of improvements out there. The shelter house has been improved. You've got pickleball courts out there. That's a popular sport now with people, and you're improving the walking paths out there and things like that.
Well, and also there's going to be more work done for the T-ball. We have a group of volunteers who are working on that, and that's with the approval of the park board. The park board works pretty well with us, and Pat Halter's ahead of that. and they work with our employees and myself and the board. And they're matter of fact, Pat's got doing quite a bit of the, I think, of the volunteer work for the new T-ball. They're gonna have a little park for the T-ball, and I think that's gonna be a nice thing to have.
You know, people don't realize that a park, a place like that, people come and they look for your park, a place to rest, stop, you know, it's just spend time, and that makes a very big impression on a visitor.
It does. The first thing they look at are the schools and the parks, and let me tell you, they look at the square. We have a pretty nice square with the courthouse, the work they've done improving the courthouse, the county has. Our square is very, very nice to look at. People come in. I've had people stop in City Hall and just want to tell me, what a nice-looking square you have when we drive through town. It amazes me. They realize that. But it is nice. People, I wish the people that live here would appreciate things more. We have some naysayers. Now, wish they'd say, well, yeah, Lawrenceville's a great place to come to and move to and live. It is.
And downtown development, that continues to be something that I'm sure you're looking at.
Oh, yeah. The people that are on the downtown committee are just great. They work every day at it. The chamber helps. We're all involved in that. We're going to do some more work downtown this summer of sidewalks. That's another pet peeve of mine. I don't know if you realize how many miles of sidewalk we've done since I've been in office, but that's one of my pet peeves. And we're working also on safe routes to schools right now. It's coming out this summer. We hope to get a grant for that to improve the route to both the grade school and the junior high. I think sidewalks are important for not just young people, but our older residents. But we've done a lot of work. We've done a lot of miles. We're going to do more this summer. You'll see improvements.
Police force, you've had a turnover in your police force, but you continue to improve that under Jim White.
Yes, Jim White has been done a great job as chief, as well as I have all of our officers and our two new officers. They're good people, and they're going to fit right in. It's going to be business as usual. I'll just say this. Something's lurked in the background a long time. When I first came into office, we had people, a lot of naysayers on our police department. There were a lot of complaints, various complaints. I haven't had but five complaints in the last 4 years. I think that speaks well of Chief White and his staff. They've done a whale of a job, and they're still doing a whale of a job.
Well, Lawrenceville is a small community that knows the PHSA. People know people. And what do you think about this, about the future?
I think Lawrenceville has a good future. Small towns are fighting for everything they get. The population in the state of Illinois is going down. People are moving out every day because of political problems and work problems. And they've moved out of Lawrenceville. Our population is going down, but we're holding pretty steady right now. And I think with the industry we have, with a couple of big industries like United Health and Toyota Busaku at the edge of town has helped us. We have a lot of employees that work both places. They are buying houses in town slowly, but they're buying. I think we have a future, a decent future, and I think Lawrenceville can hold their own right now, and I think we've got possibility for growth.
And lastly, I know that you'll be glad when the Ambrell River Bridge reopens, carrying Route 1 across the river.
Will I? But now I'm worried about how long it's going to take for the work out on the three bridges out on Route 50. I'm not sure it's going to be what we thought it was. We thought they were going to shut down the highway and send traffic through town even after when they start working on those three bridges. But now I'm not sure that's what it's going to be. It could be they're just going to close one lane at a time. We don't know definitely which way they're going.
What about the Ambrell Bridge? There was some thought that might be done at the end of last year, but now it's into this year. Looks like they're going to go through and be on the full schedule.
I'm looking for it to be done by April. I'm crossing my fingers. That's what I'm told. I hope that's correct. They had some problems, unforeseen problems, but I think it could be done by April. I'm hoping that's right. That's the word I get from Effingham. Then we're back to normal on Route 1, we hope.
Well, Mayor, thanks for being with us. It sounds like there are more positive things happening for the city of Lawrenceville than negative. Now, I know you're always going to have a few negative things, but you work to try to accentuate the positive and try to work on the negative. And under your leadership, I'm sure, and the city council and others, you're going to try to get as much done as you can.
Well, I am. And my thing is, I don't have to do this job. I do it because I still love Lawrenceville. And I think Lawrenceville is a great place to live.
All right, thank you for being with us. That's Mayor Don Wagner here on Focus on the Community.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.